Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with Anna Jarai, who is the Hungarian representative on the 28 Times Cinema Jury. The 28 Times Cinema Initiative is supported by the European Parliament and the Giornata degli Autori, so this jury has an important task because you're going to award a very important prize at the end of your work. But before that, let's meet Anna first. Could you introduce yourself a little bit for our listeners and tell them who you are, where you come from, how you managed to come here to Venice? Because you won a competition, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Hi. As you said, my name is Anna and I'm 19. I just graduated high school and I'm going to be studying film. Mm-hmm. I found out about the 28 Times Cinema program through a very random advertisement that I found online. Mm-hmm. And I decided to apply. I sent my application like 2 days before the deadline was over. Okay. And I had no idea that I was going to be selected. I thought my chances were really slim, but apparently they weren't, so okay. I'm here.
well done then, and welcome to Venice. So you said you're going to study cinema, so that means you probably often go to the cinema.
Yes. Yeah. But I do watch a lot of Netflix as well.
Well, that's not a crime. It's fine. What kind of films or TV series do you like? Do you have a favorite genre or do you watch a bit of everything?
I would say a bit of everything. My guilty pleasure is a very basic answer, I know, but Friends, mm-hmm. obviously. But I do really enjoy series like The Haunting of Hill House, for example.
Yeah. That's a good one. You said you're going to study film, so presumably when you grow up, when you're older, you are hoping to work in the film industry in some capacity. Do you already know what you would like to do, or perhaps this is a good opportunity to explore and find out what you like best?
I have very vague ideas of what I would like to do. I would be really interested in trying myself out in directing, uh-huh. But I would really love to give cinematography a shot as well. Okay. So we will see.
Okay, well, let's talk about the festival experience. As a member of the jury, you are invited to take part in debates after watching the screenings, but you also take part in workshops, seminars, debates, panels and various activities. What would you say has been the highlight so far? What have you enjoyed the most?
I would say that the highlight so far for me was definitely getting to know everyone. Mm-hmm. On this trip. I know this is not a very official answer, or it's not so much professionally related, mm-hmm. but I do find it very interesting to see how different we are, but we are also connected through our mutual love of cinema. Mm-hmm.
And in your work as a member of the jury, you are coordinated by a president of the jury who is a professional filmmaker, Brazilian filmmaker Karima Nuz. So could you tell us about what it's been like to work with him so far? What does he do? How does he help the members of the jury?
It's been really interesting. I find it very admirable that he seems to really respect our opinions, mm-hmm. and he listens to everyone, and afterwards gives us his own opinion or views on the films. But I don't really feel pressured to always agree with him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think he gives us the freedom of choice.
Well, that sounds great. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival experience.
Thank
and
you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Anna. All the best for your future career as well. And this is Fred Film Radio, Annalisa Sandrelli reporting from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.